had no intention of saying no, so then you asked me for a quarter. That's where it all went wrong. You know I'm a jukebox honey, but I ain't got much money. Said you had a song that you wanted.
DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, fully endorsed by the Big Possum String Band.
And now we're going to have a bit of Baby Stovepipe with some Whiskey Before Breakfast. Let her go! Get that stovepipe sound.
You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh. WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-tappy-toota.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency.
Saturday, May 6th at 7 p.m.
So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. Joining me live in the studio right now is Pittsburgh songwriter. Who are you? Brad Yoder.
Still here, yeah.
Wow. You know, Brad, I met you going to my very first Pittsburgh house concert.
Nice.
That's one of the things you do is you host house concerts.
I hosted one last night, actually. Yeah.
And I think the one that I went to, your primary guest was Shauna Caspi.
From Canada. Yeah.
That's right.
From Ontario.
And I met the Stapletons there. They were there in
right.
the audience.
Very nice.
And you and Gary Krauth from the Squirrel Hillbillies, whom I already knew was there.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Brad is a fixture in the Pittsburgh folk music scene. And I just think, even if you're not listening to the show in Pittsburgh, it's really important that you know that you should support local music, house concerts, local music series, and all that kind of stuff wherever you live. You're going to play live for us.
I'm excited to play live. I was thinking I played live on RCT for the first time sometime in the 90s. But it's been a bit, so. And we're particularly playing – I'm here today in part, in large part, because this Saturday I'm doing a show with Jess Klein, who's a terrific songwriter from North Carolina. And she and I are in the same songwriting email prompt group, which means every week we get a phrase and are encouraged to put it in a song. So I'm going to do a couple of those.
Well, it's really cool that somebody I know and somebody I'm looking at right now is in the Kerrville song contest.
That's true. Yeah. And I'll be doing one of those song prompt songs at Kerrville in just a couple weeks. I'll be driving to Texas, which is pretty wild. But yeah, in the short term, folks should come out if you're in Pittsburgh this Saturday to First Unitarian in Shadyside and catch me and Jess Klein. I'll be the opener.
Well, I think we've talked long enough.
Let's play a song.
Absolutely.
So the song prompts in this song are Fuzzy Sweaters and Ordinary Grave Robbers. And that's, you can listen for those if you like, or just, you know, ignore them. But this is a song called Heirloom Apples. There's some sixth graders at a local private school that might recognize this because I did a songwriting residency there, and you put a couple of their ideas in here, too.
Old love letters and fuzzy sweaters boxed away for colder weather. Yearbook notes from young go-getters, thought we'd be best friends forever. I had a vision, I was on a mission, ask forgiveness, not permission. That course leads to this collision, wishes turn to prayers, it's a song about a song. Heirloom apples keep the best in a song about a song. You can get it all off your chest. Almost scary, far from ordinary. Grave robbers with no cemeteries. The past is neither dead nor buried. Golden child, never married. If you listen, you can hear the hissing as the steam escapes the pistons. Beating hearts on hobo missions. Hop a passing train, it's a song about a song. Old time apples are small and plain in a song about a song. You can pour it all down the drain. Show tickets, t-shirt, and a set list soundtrack to the summer's last kiss. Back when we knew love would not miss. Now she's living somewhere out west. Feast of famine, swimming like a salmon. I should have my head examined. A few good rhymes, but too much spam. And I forgot the words to a song about a song. Old-fashioned apples at your feet in a song about a song. You take the sour with the sweet, it's a song about a song. Heirloom apples keep the best in a song about a song. You can get it all off your chest.
Brad Yoder with Heirloom Apples. live here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program, depending on where you are listening. And Brad will be the opener for Jess Klein at Songspace at First Unitarian on Saturday, May 6th. The concert starts at 7:30. You can go to uusongspace.com for more information. And for people not listening in Pittsburgh, Brad, where can people go to find more information about you?
They could go to bradyoder.com. They could, if you're on Facebook, I'm usually posting last-minute things like, hey, I'm going to be on WRCT today. So, but yeah, I'm out and about. There's a couple of local open mics, actually, that I'm at most weeks. I hosted the Smalls open mic on Monday. And hosted a house concert last night. So that's a hosting kind of week.
I don't know. Maybe I just was hanging out with the wrong people in Delaware and Philadelphia. That's where I lived for 35 years before I moved here. But man, there's a lot of really good house concerts, small folk concerts here in the Pittsburgh area. And that's really, I think, exceptional.
Yeah, well, like the Songspace series at First U. There's a email list of house concerts, and, you know, post COVID, obviously that really put a damper on things, but, that's starting to come back. People are starting to host music in their homes and in small venues. So it's exciting. Pittsburgh has a lot of great songwriters, great musicians of all kinds, and more are moving here, because it's livable. And so it's a good time to be artistically connected in this town.
Yes, indeed. Me and my bass have found lots of opportunities to play here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I'm cool.
Very, very glad to have retired here.
Nice.
Now, you mentioned musicians of all types, and I saw you most recently at a show that Christopher Mark Jones and Bernard Posier put on, and you were sitting up there. And you didn't have an acoustic guitar within reach, I don't think. Maybe you did, but you had electric guitars.
I did have an acoustic guitar but I played more saxophones, tenor and soprano, and I played a little glockenspiel. I sang harmonies, and I played some electric on a few things, and I did play acoustic on a couple of things. So that was sort of the ultimate side guy gig where I got to, you know, play all the different things on Christopher's fine songs.
So one of the things we talked about recently was how, as we get a little older and hopefully wiser, we've figured out that we don't have to play every single note and every single measure when we're backing somebody up.
Yes. It took me, you know, a while to figure that out, and a lot of nice people telling me, like, hey, you don't have to play at the start of my song. You could wait till later. And I was like, oh, yeah, I could. That's a good point. And, of course, when you have people playing on your songs, then you experience, you know, what it's like when somebody's really focused and what it's like when somebody's just, you know, eager and maybe doing a little much. So you learn how to make musical choices, which is what we're all trying to do.
And space is a viable musical choice.
It is. Space is awesome. Yes. Choosing to not play. There's probably like a life analogy in this, I'm sure. But I've often told folks that I felt like when I got to the place where I was as excited about not playing, the choice to not play at a moment, as the choice to play something cool, that's when I felt like I was sort of in the zone.
Yeah, it's one of those things where sometimes, this is me as a bass player speaking, it's really cool. You've got 12, 15 measures of rest, and then you're supposed to come back in and just bow one low note
last
three measures. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm hoping maybe I need to communicate with Jess, who you can find online at jessklein.com. Really great songwriter from North Carolina. And I'm hoping maybe I can do a sax cameo appearance on a song of hers. I'll certainly bring the horns along. Maybe I can get her to sing a harmony on one of mine. We'll see.
I told her that the last time I saw you'd played the sax, and her quote was, "That doesn't surprise me."
Yeah, well, sax is like an instrument I started playing in sixth grade band, and I feel really lucky. I mean, there's not a lot of people who, you know, the thing you played in sixth grade band is a thing you still play every week, and so, and I just a year ago got a tenor. I've had a soprano for 35 years, almost 35 years, the same instrument. And then I got a tenor just about a year ago. And that's really fun. And actually, that Christopher Mark Jones record has my first recorded tenor solo ever on it. So it's kind of funny. He did a nice job of editing together my best bits. So I sound like I know what I'm doing on that.
Good audio producers know how to do that.
Yeah.
I've been recording sessions where I just am like shaking my head at what I've done on the bass. And then you hear the final product and it's like, oh.
Yeah. You kept the good notes. And that's sure.
We are chatting with Brad Yoder, who is an icon in the Pittsburgh area. And he's a polymath as well. He tutors in, God, I don't know, you tutor in what, German and math? And...
I tutor mostly math because math is in demand. But I do tutor German if people want to work on German, which is not that frequently. But yeah, I was a German and music major, many years ago. So.
And see where it's gotten you.
I know.
Talking to a weirdo
here I am in WRCT playing songs, and I'll tutor some math later today. So
I think you told me the next song you want to play for people is called "Prophet of Cities."
Yeah, which is a weird title, and it's another song prompt. So again, from the song group, where you get a phrase and you're encouraged to like put this in a. You do something with this phrase. So this song, once again, contains two prompts, like from successive weeks. So instead of – you're supposed to like finish a song and make a new one with the new prompt, but frequently I'm slow and see if I can throw more than one in. So the two prompts are Prophet of Cities and Sometimes a Parking Lot. But to my – delight and surprise, I entered the Kerrville New Folk Contest this year and actually submitted that first song and in one entry, and you're allowed to enter more than once if you're willing to pay more than once. So on a whim, I entered this song, which is like weird in a way I really love, in a second entry, and that's the entry that got in. So I'm one of 24 finalists.
Wow.
So I get to drive to Texas, play the two songs, including this one, and I might win, but actually I sort of feel like I already won. Just, you know, they get, I think this year they got 800 plus entries, so.
Here comes Brad Yoder with Prophet of Cities.
Prophet of cities, preach in the alley, stand on a dumpster, call to repentance. Is anyone listening? Not even Jesus. Prophet of cities, make us believers. Down in the district, all the addicted cry out for comfort, plotting their next fix. There's mercy in numbness to dull this cruel business. Prophet of cities, you are our witness. Blessed be the broken, sleeping on benches. Woe to the wealthy who cling to their riches. If we wanted to hear the word, would we hear it? Could we hear? Mm-hmm. Sometimes a sidewalk cup-shaking stranger rattles our senses, knocks on our dreaming. Sometimes a parking lot hides a manger in the back of a Buick. A baby lies sleeping. Bless all the nomads in tents under bridges. Trouble the comfortable, burning through wishes. If we wanted to hear the word, would we hear it? Could we hear? If we wanted to hear the word, would we hear it? Could we hear? If we wanted to hear the word, would we hear it? Could we hear? Slept through the lightning, woke to the thunder. Prophet of cities, shatter our slumber.
Brad Yoder, thank you very much. That song, Prophet of Cities, in some ways, the content reminded me of some of the material that Mary Gaucher has written, but a lot more upbeat kind of sound.
I love Mary Gaucher. That song has a lot of, you know, I grew up in a very sort of churchy milieu, and a lot of that language from hymns and scripture and such kind of pops up and gets reused. So, that's one of the two songs I'll play in Texas here at the end of the month.
We're talking with Brad Yoder, who's going to be the opening act for Jess Klein at the UU Songspace concert at First Unitarian on Saturday, May 6th. And for more information, go to uusongspace.com. And for more information about Brad Yoder, go to
bradyoder.com. Or you can find me on Instagram/Brad Yoder, Twitter, and you'll find me on the socials.
Now, Brad told me that the third song he wants to play is in a different guitar tuning. So, folks, while he's retuning his guitar, you're going to get to hear his first ever recorded sax solo on Rendezvous with the Rain.
Tenor sax solo. This is my first recorded tenor sax solo, yeah.
On Christopher Mark Jones and Bernard Posier's record, Montreal Encore.
Tu m'as donné un rendez-vous au coin de rue si bien connu, au sens secret juste pour nous qui étions jadis venus. Ah oui, c'est bien ici, mais toi tu n'es pas là. Je t'attends sous la douce pluie en espérant que tu viendras.
Brad just said to me, is this CD playing at the right speed? No, it's not, is it? That's really strange.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, neither one of us did. We're sitting here and it's like, I can hear. But, you know, this is live college radio, so you never know what's going to happen.
So much learning.
That's right. So much learning that the students need to do. Let's see, get this, switch things around. Well, that does not open. You know what? We're going to go ahead and play a track from Jess Klein.
Awesome.
For whom Brad is going to be opening. And this is one of our older songs. And since my primary show is called Whiskey Before Breakfast, you know I've got an eye out for songs about liquor. This is her 2008 acoustic version of the song Corona and Lime.
I will be your main squeeze. If your brother don't like my style, we could take it to the street. We could take it to the street. Yo, little girls in the city dress up pretty, go out and get messed up and shitty. Girls by the sea dress like hippies and write love deeds and go skinny dipping. Girls on the hills go day tripping to get their nails done and hair straightened. Little girls in the 512 get hot when you roll over South Congress Avenue. Let me tell you about a girl I know. She like hip-hop and rock and roll. She walks slow down the avenue. You ain't met her, but you'll get her when you do. Let me tell you about a girl you'll love. She'll stay at home cause she hate the club. Baby, but pretty little features. You ain't met her, but you get her when you see her. Baby, will you be my Corona and Lime? I will be your main squeeze. If your brother don't like my style, we could take it to the street. We could take it to the street. Girls in New York look like giraffes, long legs, long neck, tiny and ass. Girls from L.A. rock oversized shades and chill all day, cause they already paid. Girls in Miami, street bikinis, bump techno by DJ Tiesto. Girls from Detroit like electro and dance all night till they break their neck, yo. Let me tell you about a girl I know. She like hip-hop and rock and roll. Let me tell you about a girl you love. Let me tell you about a girl you love. Baby, will you be my Corona and Lime? I will be your main squeeze. If your brother don't like my style, we could take it to the street. We could take it to the street. Now if you're looking for love, won't you put your hands up? Cause if you're looking for love, then I'm looking for love. Now if you're looking for love, won't you put your hands up? Cause if you're looking for love, then I'm looking for love. And this is what I'm looking for. Let me tell you about a girl I know. She like hip-hop and rock and roll. She walks slow down the avenue. You ain't met her, but you'll get her when you do. Let me tell you about a girl you love. She stay at home cause she hates the club. Baby, but pretty little features. You ain't met her, but you'll get her when you see her. Baby, will you be my Corona and Lime? I will be your main squeeze. If your brother don't like my style, we could take it to the street. We could take it to the street. Baby, will you be my Corona and Lime? I will be your sandy beach. If your brother don't like my style, we could take it to the street. We could take it to the street. If your brother don't like my style, we could take it to the street. We could take it to the street. We could take it to the street. We could take it to the street.
That was Jess Klein doing Corona and Lime. And Brad Yoder, who's standing right next to me, looking at me like I've got four eyes.
We're both wearing our readers in here. So
we'll be opening for Jess at UU Songspace on Saturday, May 6th here in Pittsburgh. And again, I think it's very important whether you're listening to this show in Michigan or Kentucky or Tennessee or Delaware, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, even occasionally we get an occasional listener from England. Wherever you're
very
listening,
cool.
Support live music. You know, you may not be in Pittsburgh to be able to attend Brad Yoder and Jess Klein's concert, but make sure you support live music wherever you live. So, Brad, what do you got lined up for your final song?
I'm going to play the other song that got me into the Kerrville new folk this year, and this is a little bit older song called Different. It's a song that means a lot to me right now at a time when it seems there are people in our country that are willing to demonize those different from them for political purposes, and that is both cruel and tragic. So anyway, this is a song I wrote. I worked for 3 summers at camp, spelled QAMP, with my dear friend Judith Avers, who Pittsburgh misses, and that was a camp for LGBTQ and allied youth, an arts camp. And this is when I got to teach a songwriting class, and this is a song that I wrote one of those years. So, and I will probably play this on Saturday. Maybe I can get Jess to sing a harmony on the chorus. Maybe you can sing a harmony at home. It's not too hard.
Evil witches don't eat chicken. They're all vegan. They fly to Target to do some shopping on the weekend. And they take long walks with the stray cats from the alley. It's after midnight, but the witches aren't sleepy. Village monsters do their taxes without cheating. Crossword puzzles are relaxing in the evening. And they grow eggplant and tomatoes in their gardens. So village monsters don't need anybody's pardon. You don't know what you don't know until you've been there, until you go. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know until you've loved someone who's different. On the subway, there's a stranger who reminds you of that one kid from the fourth grade who sat behind you softly crying for some reason after recess. On the walk home, you think about them in the darkness. You don't know what you don't know until you've been there, until you go. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know until you've loved someone who's different. You don't know what you don't know until you've been there, until you go. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know until you've loved someone who's different. Till you love someone who's different.
Brad Yoder. And the name of that song is Different?
That song is called Different, yeah.
Wow, that's very, very touching. And Brad will be the opener for Jess Klein at the UU Song Space concert on Saturday, May 6th here in Pittsburgh. And as I said, and I keep saying over and over again, wherever you're hearing this show, make sure you support local music and local musicians and a local music series.
Yeah. And we should probably, just for clarity, mention that this is Jess Klein, fine, established North Carolina singer-songwriter. Pittsburgh has another Jess Klein of Jess Klein and the Good Time.
And they just put out a new record on April 22nd.
True story. So we love all the Jess Kleins here. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. Well, Jess Klein from North Carolina is a really powerful singer, and I think people will enjoy that concert. Now, I've got a record queued up and a different CD drive. Shall we close by letting people hear your first ever tenor sax solo?
Sure, I'd love that.
This is again from Christopher Mark Jones' new record, Montreal Encore, and the English version of the title is Rendezvous in the Rain.
Tu m'as donné un rendez-vous au coin de rue si bien connu, au sens secret juste pour nous qui étions jadis venus. Ah oui, c'est bien ici, mais toi tu n'es pas là. Je t'attends sous la douce pluie en espérant que tu viendras. Goutte à goutte, larme à larme, il pleut sur moi, des océans dessalés. Goutte à goutte, larme à larme, il pleut sur moi, des moments en prisonnier du sablier où coulent les secondes de fin liquéfiés, les fragments de ton monde. Goutte à goutte, larme à larme, il pleut sur moi des océans désolés. Goutte à goutte, larme à larme, il pleut sur moi des moments en allée. Un chat de gouttière détrempé jusqu'à là. Goutte à goutte, larme à larme, il pleut sur moi des océans dessalés. C'est en moi des moments en allée.
Thank you.
Well, it was sure good to have Brad Yoder in the studio with us. We had a whole lot of fun. He's packing up right now and I've hopefully paid his parking bill. It'd be great. But anyway, that was a whole lot of fun. And remember, wherever you are, support live music and live music concerts. Well, here comes our gospel set, and let's see who's going to start it off. It looks like Alan Bibby and Grasstown.
If sin is your mortar, then the devil is your mason. He's raising you a dark castle wall. Remember, you're building on Lucifer's foundation till Jesus swings a wrecking ball. He'll tear it down.
He'll tear it down.
All you gotta do is ask him. If you believe in Jesus, it will fall right to the ground.
Right to the ground.
Those stones will come a-crashing when Jesus swings a wrecking ball. Satan's house is gloomy, the halls are dark and jagged. No doorways, no windows, no way out at all. But when you want the sunshine, there's one sure way to have it. Let Jesus swing the wrecking ball. He'll tear it down.
He'll tear it down.
All you gotta do is ask him. If you believe in Jesus, it will fall right to the ground.
Right to the ground.
Those stones will come a-crashing when Jesus swings the wrecking ball. Can't roll or crush. Nothing standing stronger than his love. So when all your burdens start rising up, call on him. He'll tear it down.
He'll tear it down.
All you gotta do is ask him. If you believe in Jesus, it will fall right to the ground.
Right to the ground.
Those stones will come a-crashing when Jesus swings a wrecking ball.
I was standing by the bedside of a neighbor. Daughter was bound to cross, jutting, swelling tongue. A favor, can I take this message to the other side? If you see the Savior, tell him that your soul,
oh Lord,
your soul, Bible's on my way. Soon a lady must be paid. You may see some old friends who will ask you
for. Lord,
tell them that I'm coming home someday.
Oh.
Blambardamus stood on the way blind. Blambardamus stood on the way will hope. Blambardamus stood on the way crying. Oh Lord, have mercy on me will hope. Blambardamus stood on the way blind. Blambardamus stood on the way will hope. Blambardamus stood on the way crying. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. In my God's Bible, in the book of James, what Christ was a healing the cripple and the lame. He gave to the poor and the needy bread, healing the sick and raising the dead. A man, he came from Galilee. He passed by a man who could not see. The man was blind, he was blind from birth. They tell me that his name was Blambardamus stood on the way with hope. Blambardamus stood on the way crying. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. When Bartimaeus heard that the Lord was nigh, he fell on his knees and began to cry. Oh, the man from Galilee crying,
great God Almighty, have mercy on me.
Crying, oh Lord.
Troubles in him crying out. My God, he stopped. He turned around and he saw blind Bartimaeus on the ground, and he touched his eyes with the palm of his hand.
Blind Bartimaeus saw like a natural man.
Good thing, God. Blind Bartimaeus stood on the way crying, oh Lord, have mercy on me.
What a show we've had today. Thank you all so much for having tuned in to Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program, depending on where you are located. And again, my thanks to Brad Yoder for coming in. We had a great time in here, even if the CD drives weren't all cooperating. All right, let me tell you about our gospel set of music. We began with Alan Bibby and Grasstown doing When Jesus Swings the Wrecking Ball, a great single he put out back in 2019. Then we went back to about 1937 for the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet doing Bedside of a Neighbor. Then Bill Emerson and Cliff Waldron gave us Who Will Sing for Me from the 1970 Rebel LP Bluegrass Session. And the thing you just heard was the Burnett Sisters Band doing Blind Bartimaeus from their 2020 record Long Way From Home. Well, I hope you're not a long way from home. Thank you so much for having tuned in to Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program. I am Mando Richard. You can always drop me a note. I'm M-A-N-D-O Richard at either Gmail or Yahoo. Hey, everybody. Be well. Stay safe. Be kind to each other, no matter what kind of music the other person listens to. And I'll see you next week on the radio. Thank you.
Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Right after the announcements, it'll be time for an hour of bluegrass on the Black Diamond Show right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the older music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Tune into the Saturday Light Brigade, where host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Everyone's excited. The dogs are barking and everything because it's time to check the WRCT Pittsburgh radio calendar and the WRCT Pittsburgh music calendar. More listings are available at WRCT.org on the Events tab.
Here's a sample of the listings at the WRCT radio calendar. Thursday, May 11th, from 5 to 9 p.m., Solar Punk Future at the Energy Innovation Center, 1435 Bedford Avenue in the Lower Hill District. This is a family-friendly event that reimagines a future in southwestern Pennsylvania that embraces clean energy and green jobs, and it will take place on May 11th. The Solar Punk Future. It's part interactive art show, part career fair, and the event will feature speakers, activities, exhibits, and art installations from across our region, all depicting a vision of a healthier southwestern Pennsylvania. Again, Solar Punk Future will be held on Thursday, May 11th, from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Energy Innovation Center, 1435 Bedford Avenue in the Lower Hill District. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/solarpunkpgh. The Brewhouse Association, running now through June 17th. They're located at 711 South 21st Street, Unit 210 on the south side. Rip, Repair, and Repeat is the 2023 Distillery Artist in Residence Group Exhibition, all at the Brewhouse Association. The Distillery Residency is one of BHA's longest-running programs, a year-long residency that provides studio space, mentorship, and professional development to 7 Pittsburgh-based emerging artists. This year's exhibition features Sandra Bakke, Tara Hayes, Jamila Platt, Nick Sardo, Rachel Morgan Simmons, Zim Syed, and Paige Tibby. Again, Rip, Repair, Repeat is on display now through June 17th at the Brewhouse Association, 711 South 21st Street, Unit 210, in the South Side. More information at brewhousearts.org. Here is